we're going to have two Bible readings now from Emily and from Susie, both of them from the New Testament, from letters in the New Testament, and see if you can spot what the common theme is between these two readings. Thank you.
Galatians 6, 1-10. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith.
The reading is from James 3, 13-18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbour bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have self-envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness.
Take seeds of his Spirit, let the fruit grow. And in our readings we heard, if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all. Our other readings, including the verse at the start of the service, emphasize something about sowing and reaping, what we plant and what comes out of it. Sow peace, it says, reap righteousness. Sow righteousness, reap love. Sow the things of the Spirit, reap eternal life. Righteousness is an old-fashioned word, but it means being right with God, having a right relationship with God. And the Holy Spirit is very important in all of that. I'm going to show you some things I brought with me today. This is a plant. It's not looking very healthy because it's had a rough summer. It was from some seeds that I planted earlier in the summer. It's a snapdragon or a antirrhinum. And I planted them in one place, but this rogue seed ended up planting itself in a nice pot. But I didn't notice it for several weeks. After all the others had failed to grow, this one was growing away quite happily in a pot. But there it is. I brought a little bug in as well that's crawling around. But this was one I grew from some seeds. I mean, I'll take the credit for it because I bought the seeds, but the wind planted it. So that's one example. This is a nice little plant that Emily bought the other day from a garden centre. From the garden centre. It's a cyclamen that we hope will keep on flowering through the autumn and through the winter and stay alive in the colder nights. So that's the sort of thing you buy at the garden centre. Here's something that I picked up at the garden centre as well. Can anyone tell me what this is? Do you recognise the leaves on it? Can anyone tell me what that is? It is a dandelion. Yes, they had a special offer. Special offer on dandelions at the garden centre. Well, I didn't get this from the garden centre because actually you can't buy dandelions from a garden centre. Did you know that? Have you ever tried? And why would you? Because they're everywhere and they get everywhere and have these wonderful seeds that disperse themselves everywhere. In my garden, I actually like to cultivate dandelions because our guinea pigs love to eat them. So it saves buying lettuce and things like that because they love the dandelion leaves and the flowers and everything else. But no, I didn't buy that in a garden centre. And I want to say something about dandelions and other weeds. They do get a hard press, but they are actually really good from an ecological point of view. They're really good for the bees and the other pollinating insects. And actually, I think God made them for a reason. In this sermon, let's pretend weeds are bad, okay? And if there are any gardeners here, you will agree that things like this are not really what you want in your garden. We'll come back, hold that thought. Let's pretend that weeds are a bad thing. You know, in our world, just like in a garden, there are some good things that will grow naturally, and there are some weeds. But if you just let things go without tending your garden, without looking after it, then you'll end up getting more weeds than nice plants. A good garden should be full of good things deliberately planted, and we try and keep on top of the weeds. You never get rid of all of them, but we try and keep on top of them. Otherwise, they'll take over. And this is a picture of life. The Bible talks about us deliberately planting seeds of good things, about God's people deliberately planting seeds of good things. Not necessarily just in our gardens, but spiritual things, virtuous things, good things that make a difference in the world. And it also tells us to be aware of the weeds around us, because those weeds, if they're left unchecked, can take over. They can uproot, the weeds can spoil and choke the good things that are growing. We need to try to uproot some of the negative things that affect a church or a community, but we need to encourage the good and positive values like kindness and service and joy and peace. And it's always been like this in the history of the world. If you plant good fruit and vegetables and sow the seeds of flowers, then you'll have a garden of beauty all year round. But if you sow dandelions and plant brambles, or even just leave those things unchecked, you will have a garden of weeds. Here's some more examples that you can buy in many shops and garden centres. Some sweet peas, some lavender. There's lots of good things you can buy. Lettuce, cucumber. I don't know when we're ever going to get around to planting cucumber and when we've got that. But If anyone would like some cucumber seeds, then please see me afterwards. Spinach, sunflowers, all of these different things you can buy at a garden centre. I've never seen packets of dandelion seeds. I've never seen packets of bramble seeds. I've never seen packets of thistles for sale in a garden centre. We don't actually need or want to buy it. But there are things in our community, in our world, that can actually cause a problem for everyone. If we sow, if we plant things like hatred and division and intolerance and selfishness and suspicion and mockery and anger and injustice and grumpiness and cruelty, if we plant these things, if we sow these things, if we put them out there deliberately, then what will the harvest be like? Often these things just grow naturally. But today, these days, we have some very influential voices in media and politics who are not just letting the weeds grow unchecked, but are actually sowing these things. Exactly. They're sowing weeds. They're planting them deliberately into our communities. What sort of harvest do you expect to get from that? The people who do these things, the people who are deliberately sowing division and anger and cruelty, often from the highest places, are like garden centres selling dandelions, thistles and brambles. Because what is it going to do to everybody's gardens? What is it going to do to our world? They are conning us. They are sowing division and hatred. And some people are actually buying this stuff. The world doesn't need any more. These things grow naturally. They're weeds. Uproot them, pull them up, cut them down if you can. These things will grow naturally. We don't need politicians in high office or newspapers sowing these things into our lives. The world doesn't need any more. The Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit. 9 good things that God's Spirit produces in us. Who can tell me? Call out some of the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians chapter 5.
Joy, love, peace, gentleness,
self-control, patience, kindness. I think you've got more, yes. Faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, kindness, patience, peace, and love, and joy. These things. And I've been thinking about seeds, because if God produces that fruit in us, and he should, if God produces that fruit in us, then what seeds can we plant in the world instead? Instead of buying the weeds from the garden centre, what seeds can we be planting instead? It could be things like service as an outshowing of love. Serving others is all about the practical love that we show. It's not just about the emotional feelings of love, but it's how we show it. What seeds can we plant? Joy. I wanted to put on this laughter and smiles, but joy just fits. Joy is the word, but laughter and smiles. When we go around, you know, we might not always feel like smiling. But if we could put a smile on our face, if we could have a laugh, if we could share a bit of joy, it just helps to plant a seed. And that seed might grow into something that then gives us joy in return. Spread a bit of joy, plant a bit of laughter, smile as you go around. The third fruit of the Spirit is peace. And Jesus tells us to be peacemakers. One of the Bible readings mentioned peacemaking as one of the seeds we can sow. So reconciliation is a seed that we can plant. Where we see division, where we see people who are at odds, who can't understand one another, let's help to bring a little bit of reconciliation. Empathy. Empathy comes from patience, because we don't always understand everybody we meet. We don't always understand why they do things or the way they are with us or why they act in a certain way. But empathy is about helping us to get into their shoes, into their way of thinking. If we can have a bit of patience, show a bit of empathy, then actually that is one of the seeds that we can show, one of the seeds that we can sow. It's not always about what we understand, but sometimes empathy is about listening to someone that we don't understand and trying to get to know them a bit better. Kindness covers many, many things, but let it be hope-filled kindness. The kindness that says, this world can be better. I know it can be better. Your situation can be better. Let's get alongside each other. Let's show a bit of kindness. Let's forgive each other. Kindness is actually about loving humanity. If you can love the human beings that God has made in general, if you can say, well, yes, I know there's a few, you know, bad situations and people do evil things, but I believe that God has made us good in the first place. And actually, there's something redeemable in everybody. Let's show a bit of kindness as a seed we can plant. Truth. This was thinking about faithfulness. We often think about faithfulness in relationships. But what about being faithful to ourselves and the truth that God has given us? Or faithful to God in how we speak of God. Let's be truthful. Let's have authenticity about our faith. Let's be faithful in the way we talk about God. Truth. Generosity comes out of goodness. In fact, different versions of the Bible translate goodness and generosity from the same word. And we can be generous in so many ways. You've been generous this morning with all of this. We can be generous with our gifts. We can be generous with our money. We can be generous with our thanks, our prayers for others, our time that we give, our encouragement of one another. Let's think about not just saying what we have to say and doing what we have to do, but actually being generous in our words, in our gifts, in our being. Generosity is a seed we can plant. Tolerance, I think, comes from gentleness. When we approach the person who's different with gentleness, then we learn to be tolerant. If we go up to somebody with our defenses up, ready to attack, then we're not going to show them much tolerance. But if we approach with gentleness, willing to learn, willing to know more, willing to understand, then that is one of the most important seeds we can sow at the moment. And the last one is calmness. which comes from self-control. Because controlling ourselves is not just about staying away from sin, although it is about that. It can actually be about controlling our anger, controlling our anxiety, and trusting in God, because God wants us to be to have inner peace or calmness. If we go around like a bull in a china shop, then the things that you sow are not going to be very helpful. But if you try to go around with calmness and ask God to give you peace, then that calmness will rub off in other ways. These are 9 seeds that we can sow, and we're going to use those in our prayers in a few minutes. You know, there are big ways that we can make a difference in the world. There are practical and political things we can think about. There are charitable things we can do through big organizations and small organizations, things like the food bank. There are things we need to change in our whole society. But sometimes these big things overwhelm us because they're actually too big for us to get our heads around sometimes. Yet we can, with these small seeds, make a big difference. Because if all of us here go out sowing these seeds, then what will the harvest be? A harvest of kindness? Isn't that what the world needs right now? A harvest of kindness. Let's sow the seeds of the Spirit. I don't need to tell you things you can do because I know that you do them all the time. Offer to help someone. Give someone a lift. Do some shopping for someone. Sometimes what people really need is a bit of friendship, a bit of company and companionship, a conversation, just a conversation to break up the day. We've lost the art of making a phone call, I think. We've lost the art of going round to visit because of emails and texts and all the other things. Pick up the phone. Find some time to pick up the phone and speak to people. Offer them words of love and encouragement. Write a letter, and even an art that we are even less good at, maybe because of the price of stamps, I don't know. But write a letter to someone that you haven't seen for a long time, and that will send them a little seed through the post that will brighten their day. Talk to a neighbor. And especially if that neighbor is from another country. Because at the moment, there are a lot of people from other countries who feel fear. And they feel fear because of the political rhetoric at the moment. They feel fear because of these parties discussing sending people back, reversing immigration. Well, I'm sorry, but that causes fear to real people who are here for a good reason. Yeah. And when we put our patriotic flags up, it might seem like a good and honourable thing to do. But every one of those English flags or British flags that goes up sends a message to a real person who has real feelings, who is here for a good reason that you don't know. And that fear can be just calmed down by a neighbour reassuring someone and saying, look, I do see you as a friend. I do see you as a neighbour. I will have a conversation with you. I will have your back. I will support you in whatever need, in whatever way you need supporting. These are not just numbers. And I know the situation about immigration is a difficult topic. But these are not just numbers. These are real people with real feelings. If you have a neighbour or a friend who is from a different country, or who even might have been born here, but maybe has a different skin colour, then they are feeling that fear too. Just reassure them that they are welcome and you will be a friend. Finally, tell someone how much they mean to you. None of us ever know when the last chance we will get to tell someone that is, or when the last chance somebody might hear that. And I haven't mentioned Jesus yet. I haven't mentioned Jesus much in this service, but Jesus is in all of these good things. Jesus was the ultimate garden of God's goodness. The things that we see in Jesus are the things that we should try to do ourselves. He was the ultimate garden of God's goodness, kindness, and love. Now, none of us are perfect like Jesus. But just beware of the ones who claim to speak for Jesus, but do not preach or show any of the fruit of the Spirit. Just beware. God must be weeping over this world right now. But Jesus also gives us hope. Hope that light can overcome darkness. Hope that the seeds we plant every day can bear fruit and will bear fruit. In the end, Jesus will make all things new, and the garden will be restored, and the tree of life will bloom with its fruits for the healing of the nations. But in the meantime, let's simply ask today, what is God calling us to plant and to sow? What seeds are we going to sow today? Let's not be conned by the dandelion salesman and the garden centre of weeds. Let's commit ourselves to the way of Jesus once again. Amen.